Attention is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. Chinese proverb. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa 356. This is a beginner yoga class. This is yoga so you can feel better, move better, and connect with your true nature. This is real yoga for real people. I have a different testimonial for you today. I have something special for you. One of our members, Jennifer Lees, has donated a membership. Jennifer says, I wanted to share the gift of a membership. This time of year has caused me to remember the season of transition of life, and I wanted to give somebody else the enjoyment of being a member in our community to help them through their time of transition. Namaste and much love, Jennifer. So here's what we're going to do. Listen up. We are going to offer this membership to somebody in need. You have to apply for this membership by sending me an email to info@melissawest.com with the subject membership gift. In the body of the email, tell me how you feel the membership can help you through your season of transition. Let us know how long you've been doing the Yoga with Melissa classes, what you've received from the classes, and what you will bring to the community as you transition from being a student of the Yoga with Melissa classes into a member of our community. Preference will be given to applicants with financial need. The deadline is really soon. It's Monday, November the 7th at midnight Pacific time. This gives you only 4 days from the release of this video to get your applications in. And the earlier the better, as it gives me more time to review your applications. I will announce the new member in Yoga with Melissa 357. So thank you to Jennifer for gifting the membership. If any of our other members or students would like to gift a membership this holiday season or anytime, you can contact Tim at admin@melissawest.com, and Tim will let you know how you can do that. Want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long brown leggings with the black vine on it, and I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo top with the Just Be on it. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props today. You're really not going to need any props outside of a yoga mat. Even if you don't have a yoga mat, you can just do this practice on your floor at home. I've laid out a folded blanket. A folded blanket would be a good thing to have because if you're on hard rock like me, you want extra padding for your body and your knees. A yoga strap may be useful if you have difficulty reaching things, but if you're new to yoga, you may not have a yoga strap, so you could use the strap from your bathrobe would work just fine for that. Because this may be your first yoga class, remember if you have any injuries or medical conditions to speak to your medical doctor before participating in any kind of movement program like yoga, and ask your medical doctor what movements will make my medical conditions worse and what movements will make my medical condition better. And once you have that, then you'll know how to take care of yourself in this yoga class. So you may need to go do that before you do this class. I'm going to give you a preview of what to expect in this class so that you know if this is going to be a class that you can do. And just a word before we get started, if you haven't already noticed, my style, I tend to educate a lot, teach a lot. So there is a lot of talking in the class. I give you lots of modifications and step-by-step instructions. So if that's not your style, then probably this isn't the class for you. Otherwise, come on in and join me. I'm ready to teach you how to do yoga in this beautiful location here in Machozen, BC and Whitty's Lagoon. And I'm going to show you the whole class first, everything you can expect in the whole class so you know what to expect. So we're going to start with a guided relaxation and centering, which will be done on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And then from there, you're going to do knees chest pose. I'm going to show you this all very quickly. We're going to be doing this very slowly, step by step together. Then we're going to do keyhole stretch. From there, we're going to come over and we're going to do cat pose. This is, I think, the most uneven surface I've ever been on. Cat pose. Then we're going to do lunge pose. After lunge pose, we're going to do gate pose. After gate pose, we're going to come up to standing. And we're going to do side angle pose. After side angle pose, we're going to do wide-legged standing forward fold. Then we're going to do a small back bend called Sphinx pose. After Sphinx pose, we're going to do a seated twist. And then a forward fold. And then you're going to lie down on your back at the end for Shavasana. So that is everything that we're going to be doing. You're going to start now lying on your back with your knees bent, your feet flat on the floor, and your hands on your belly. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. So feel your body resting on the ground here. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your buttocks on the ground. Feel your rib cage on the ground. Feel your elbows on the ground. Feel your shoulders on the ground. And feel your head on the ground. And each time you breathe out, feel the back of your body sink more deeply into the ground. So there's nothing to do here except to relax and let go into the support of the earth underneath you. Feel yourself surrendering, releasing, unraveling the tension in your body. Feel yourself surrendering to the pull of gravity underneath you. Scan your body for any tension and let it soften. Let your feet be soft. Let your buttocks be soft. Let your shoulders go. Let the weight of your head be heavy on the ground. Today's class is about relaxation. Instead of bracing ourselves against gravity and creating tension in our bodies, we are going to be focusing on letting go of tension and surrendering to gravity. So begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive from your yoga practice today. Why are you here? What do you want to receive from your yoga practice over the next hour? And then keeping your left knee bent, you're going to draw your right knee into your chest, keeping the back of your pelvis heavy and sinking into the ground. Place your hands behind your right knee and draw your right knee into the chest. And as you do this, just check in to make sure the back of your pelvis stays heavy on the ground, your shoulders stay heavy on the ground, and let go of any effort and tension in doing this. Here's a good spot where you might want to use your yoga strap. If it's too hard to reach here, you could use the yoga strap behind your knees if you can't reach. This would be a good option, or the strap from your bathrobe. So in this position, you're going to let your shoulders be heavy. Let the back of your pelvis continue to rest on the ground. Let your head be heavy on the ground. Let there be space between your teeth. Let your tongue float in your mouth. And just let the yoga practice do its own thing. You don't have to effort in a yoga pose. You can just let the pose be. Each time you breathe out, you'll continue to sink into the pose. And this pose is really great for a few reasons. It's a great stretch for your low back. Also, it presses on your ascending colon, so you can feel some pressure on your lower belly here on your right side. And that just helps to aid in your digestion. So it helps to press the waste that's in your large intestine, your colon here, along, so that you can remove the waste from your large intestine, your colon. If you notice yourself efforting or trying too hard, just let that go, let the tension go. Check in the space between your eyebrows. Notice if you've got some tension going on there. Just soften, relax, let go. And then slowly release your right leg to the ground. Pause there, notice the difference between your right and your left side. And then you'll slowly draw your left leg in towards your chest. You can use your yoga strap again if it's difficult to reach. Hold on behind your knee to protect your knee if you have any knee issues. Keep your low back sinking and resting into the ground. Let your shoulders be heavy on the ground. Feel the pressure of your left leg on your descending colon now. Feel the release that's happening through your low back. And keep breathing each time you breathe out, feeling the sinking and dropping, surrendering to gravity here. And instead of trying to effort in the pose, just allow the pose to do you. So see if you can be in the pose rather than do the pose. Letting go more and more, doing less and less. Feeling your muscles soften, feeling your bones soften, letting your eyes sink back in your head, feeling your brain drop back. Allowing your organs to soften. And then slowly release your left leg down. Pause here. Feel the effect on the left side of your body now. And then you're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh and see if even as you're moving, if you can do the movements between the poses with as little effort as possible. Opening your right knee out to the side. And then slowly draw your left leg in towards your chest. You're going to stop at that point when you start to feel something happening in the outside of your right thigh and into your right glutes. You're going to reach your right hand through the space between your right leg and you're going to hold on the back of your left leg. And you want to do that without creating tension in your shoulders. Let the back of your pelvis stay resting into the ground. Let your shoulders stay resting in the ground. Let the back of your neck be long. Space between your teeth, eyes dropping back, sinking in your head. And if you can't reach here, again, you can use your yoga strap to help you reach. And if that helps you keep your shoulders resting on the ground, then that's a good idea here as well. Your left leg is fully bent. Relax your shoulders. Let the back of your pelvis be heavy on the ground. And then slowly lower the side down. Uncross your leg, pause here for a moment. Feel the difference between your right and your left buttocks. And then cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. And slowly bring your right leg in towards your torso. You can reach your left arm through, hold on behind your knee, especially if you have any knee issues. Fully bend your right knee. Draw your leg in just until you feel something happening in the outside of your left thigh and into your left buttocks. Keep your shoulders heavy on the ground. Relax the whole back of your body on the ground. Feel your buttocks on the ground, the backs of your ribs, the backs of your shoulders, the back of your head. Space between your teeth. Let your tongue float in your mouth. And then slowly lower down. And we're going to roll to your side and make your way up onto all fours. On all fours, we're going to do cat pose. So you'll place your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. If you have any wrist issues, you come up onto your fists or down onto your forearms, whatever works better for you and your body. And in this pose, you're going to really feel your shins and the tops of your feet on the ground connect there without really efforting that, but just feeling that connection with the ground there. And then you're going to exhale, round up through your back, and inhale, arch through your back. And let this movement be really fluid, like you're moving through warm water. Breathe out round. Breathe in, arch. Breathe out round. Breathe in, arch. Breathe out round and let your weight shift back towards your heels.
Breathe in arch and let your weight shift forward towards your wrists.
Breathe out round and shift back.
Breathe in arch and shift forward and feel the fluidity,
the mobility of your spine. Imagine you're moving through warm water. Okay, for the next one, we're going to do lunge pose. This is where the extra padding under your knees comes in handy. So you might want to take your folded blanket, put it underneath your knees. And you may want to use a chair here as well for extra balance. Walk your left leg forward. Place your hands on either side of your foot, or you can place your hands on a chair. And you want to sink down heavy through your front left foot, through your back right shin. Relax your shoulders and breathe into the front of your right hip. So feel the opening in the front of your right hip. Relax your shoulders. Sink down through your front left foot. And then go ahead and shift back. And you're going to switch sides. So this time you'll walk your right leg through. And remember, if balance is a challenge, you could put your hands on a chair in front of you. Sink down through your front right foot and your back left shin. Relax your shoulders. Space between your teeth. Let your tongue just float in your mouth. Breathe into the front of your left hip. Let go of any tension in the shoulders. Lengthen up through the back of your neck and the back of your head. And then slowly come back. And you're going to turn sideways on your mat. You can actually stand on your right leg and take your left leg out to the side. I'm going to just spend a few moments leveling out your pelvis so your hip bones are level to the ground. Both like a level to the ground, but also front and back. And then you're going to turn your toes so they point forward. And you'll probably feel some pulling on your inner thigh there. And then you're going to inhale, take your arms straight up. And exhale, side bend over your left leg. And if your hand lands on your knee joint, then you're just going to bend your arm here. So you want to feel an opening in your side body here, in your intercostal muscles. This will help your breathing. Also, you'll probably feel something happening in your groin and your inner thigh here. And then relax your shoulders, relax your neck, breathe into your side body. Sink down through your leg bone. Feel your left foot on the ground. And then you're going to come upright again. And we're going to switch sides. So you just take your folded blanket and put it over on the other side. So it's going to go under your left knee now. So you've got some extra cushioning underneath your left knee. Take your right leg out to the side and let's just level off your pelvis to the ground. So your hip bones, your iliac crests are level to the ground, top to bottom, but also that you're level front to back so that your right hip bone isn't rotated back. You'll probably want to bring it forward. Drop your tailbone if your pelvis is tilted forward too. So imagine your pelvis is a bowl if you don't want to tilt water at the front or at the back as well. So all those, your pelvis is a three-dimensional object. So all those directions, top to bottom, side to side, and front to back. And then you'll probably feel some pulling on the inside of your thigh. And then you'll inhale, take your arms straight up. Exhale, side bend over your right leg. If your hand lands on your knees, you're going to bend it. And you're going to open up your side body on your left side. Breathing into your side body. Relax your shoulders. And then slowly come back upright. And from here, you're in a great position if you bend your right knee to come right up to standing. And you can put your blanket off to the side now until later. Okay, stand in the middle of your mat and face the long edge of your mat. Take your feet wide. Turn your right toes out, bend your right leg. You're going to sink down through your right sit bone. Take your right elbow to the top of your right leg, circle your left arm around in front, and we're coming to side angle pose on this side. Relax your shoulder. Feel the support of your body from your pelvis down and let your upper body be soft. Okay, you're slowly going to come out of this position. Turn your toes back to the long edge of your mat. And then you're going to roll your pelvis over your leg bones until your spine comes perpendicular to the ground. Let the crown of your head drop towards the ground so that your spine can release to gravity. And you'll feel a pull on your spine. And all day long, your spine is being pulled with gravity. And this way, your spine is being tractioned. So your spine is being compressed with gravity all day long. And in this direction, your spine is being tractioned so that your spine is getting lengthened out. It should feel really good all the way through your neck, Haha, the seal just came on the rock up behind me there. Do you see it, Tim?
Can you see that?
On this rock. See? Is this a... Oh, it's an otter? That's a very large otter. It's like, totally, I could see it right between my legs. Back in the water. Okay, that otter is going back in the water now, but that was, I don't think I've ever seen such a big otter before. Okay, now you're gonna roll back up over your leg bones. And this time you're gonna turn your left toes out. Sink down through your front left sit bone, through your left sit bone. Lower your left elbow to your leg and then circle your right arm around. So you're lengthening the whole right side of your body now. Feel the stability of your legs. And then feel the softness of your upper body. Relax your shoulders. Space between your teeth. Relax the space between your eyebrows. Soften the skin on your scalp. And then you're slowly going to come up, turn your toes forward, breathe in here. Breathe out, roll your pelvis over your leg bones again. Feel the lengthening along the backs of your legs. So if you have sciatica or back problems here, you want to bend your knees when you do this. You don't want to do any straight leg forward folds. And then from here, you're going to come down onto your belly and lie on your belly. Okay, once you're on your belly, take your arms straight out in front of you and just wiggle your hips from side to side to release your low back. And then you're going to tuck your right toe under, right toes under. Lift your knee and lengthen out through your right heel. You'll find that'll create some more space in your low back. We'll do this on the other side as well. Tuck your left toes under, lift your left knee and reach back through your left heel. You'll feel a lot of nice spaciousness in your low back now. And then you're going to walk your elbows back underneath you until you come into a little back bend here called Sphinx pose. And in this pose, I want you to relax through your shoulders. You can move here, actually. That won't hurt you. It will help you actually release tension in your shoulders. Feels good. Release tension in your shoulders, your neck. You can move your neck a bit too. That's actually very good for your vestibular system to move. And also, just check in and make sure you're not tensing. And it will actually help you to feel the structures of your skeleton. So feel your forearms, feel your elbows, feel your upper arm bones. What's that called? Maybe your humerus, the upper arm bone? Tibia, fibia, humerus, I think. So feel your arm bones and let that structure be like a scaffolding that holds you, and then everything else can relax. You'll feel some pressure in your low back. That's what you want to feel. But you don't want to feel sharp shooting pain, electric numbness, anything like that. You want to come out of the pose. So let yourself be soft here. Let yourself relax in this pose. Breathe into your low back. Also remember, this is a back bend, not a neck bend, so you don't need to crank your head back and compress your neck. Just your chin will be level to the ground. And then you're slowly going to lower down here.
And pause on your belly for a moment. Breathe into your low back. Okay, from here, we're going to come up to seated, and I would recommend you get that folded blanket you have again. Place it at the top of your mat, because you're going to sit on the edge of it, so you've got a little bit of elevation so that it's easier for your pelvis to tip forward. But just make it easier for you to sit with your legs extended so your low back doesn't roll back. Okay, from here you're going to bend your right leg, wrap your left arm around your right leg, and when you do this, you don't have to have a death grip on your right leg. So remember, this is yoga for relaxation, and just let it be a nice light grip and turn towards your right leg. If you find your belly is in the way, just lift and pull the flesh out of the way and then turn towards your right leg. Or you could also turn the opposite way so there's lots of space for your belly. So do whatever works best for you, for your body today. I think I'm craving Mexican food, because I want to say, if you have a burrito belly, do that. You know, we have Taco Fino here in Victoria, and they make these huge burritos. And then if you eat one of those burritos, you have a burrito belly. You're pregnant with a burrito afterwards. Okay, let's go to the other side. How about I give you some useful information on the other side? Well, actually, that was fairly useful about how to twist for your belly, but I'll give you some other useful information. You're going to twist. You can move your belly out of the way or come into the open twist too. So twists are fantastic for releasing tension. They release all the little muscles that run along your spine. But also, because your spine houses your central nervous system, twists are very calming for your central nervous system, and so they're very relaxing. So that's a great thing to include in your relaxation repertoire. If you want to relax, you can add some twists in. But again, let the yoga do you. You don't have to do the yoga. Just be in a yoga pose. The yoga will do you.
And then come back to center, and we're going to do a forward fold here. So just open your left knee out to the side. That left knee is hanging way up in the air and your leg is not supported by the ground. Then put a cushion underneath here so that you are supporting your joints. And if you have low back issues, then you're going to roll up another blanket or put a cushion underneath so your right leg is bent, so you're not doing a straight leg forward fold. That might be a good idea anyway if you have really tight posterior chain, hamstrings, calf. And you're going to inhale here, exhale, fold forward over your right leg. Forward folds are very calming. Relax your quad muscle here. So let go of any gripping there. And then slowly up. And let's switch sides. So bend your right leg now. Open your right leg out to the side. Inhale here. Exhale, hinge forward. And again, remember if you've got any low back issues, sciatica especially, bend your left knee, put something underneath your left knee, like a cushion or another rolled up blanket before you do the forward fold here. And even if you have a tight posterior chain, like if you're tight in your calves and your hamstrings, and then maybe you want to do like I did, if you've got that gripping through your quads, gripping quads, I'm just going to say, hey quads, how about you can relax here? And also check in with that knee. Can, if it's hanging out in midair, just put some support underneath that too, so that your joints are supported. And then you are going to lie down on your backs for Shavasana. So if you have any low back issues, you're going to make sure you take a rolled up blanket and put that underneath your knees so that your legs aren't completely flat. Or you could lie like we did at the beginning with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. This is the most important part of our class, the relaxation at the end. Remember our quote at the beginning, tension is who you want to be, relaxation is who you are. So we take this time at the end of our class to integrate what we've done to allow us to receive everything that's happened in our class physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. And I also will read you a poem to close out the class. So you can stay resting back here. And I'm going to read you a poem to close out our class while you lie down, stay lying down in Shavasana. This poem is called Let It Go by Donna Faltz. Let go of the ways you thought life would unfold. The holding of plans or dreams or expectations. Let it all go. Save your strength to swim with the tide. The choice to fight what is here before you now will only result in struggle, fear, and desperate attempts to flee from the very energy you long for. Let go. Let it all go and flow with the grace that washes through your days, whether you received it gently or with all your quills raised to defend against invaders. Take this on faith. The mind may never find the explanations that it seeks, but you will move forward nonetheless. Let go, and the wave's crest will carry you to unknown shores, beyond your wildest dreams or destinations. Let it all go and find the place of rest and peace and certain transformation. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. Pause there for a moment. And then slowly make your way up to seated. Thank you so much for joining me for this beginner's class, Yoga with Melissa 356, Yoga for Relaxation. If you like today's class, please give it a thumbs up. We put out a free class every single Friday. So if you subscribe to our channel, then you will receive it in your feed. I would like to thank Diane, Maya, Sharon, Donna, Lois, Linda. Linda, it was so great meeting you this summer when you were in Victoria. And Jennifer for your gift of membership. If you're receiving value from the Yoga with Melissa classes, you can click here below to leave a monetary donation, to give a monetary donation. You can also contribute of your time and influence to the direction of the next Yoga with Melissa by answering the following question in the comments. If you are a beginner, what is the biggest challenge that you face? What can I help you with in a beginner's yoga class? Let me know. I usually do a beginner's class between series, so it'll probably be in a couple of months, but if you leave your comments and let me know, then it helps me to create the next beginner's class. Speaking of beginners, we have a 31-day beginner yoga challenge. If you go to melissawest.com and click on the triangle that says beginners, new to yoga, it actually says new to yoga, click here. Click on that triangle and it'll take you to a page, and it takes a while to load because there's 31 videos on it. But when it loads up, at the top of the page, there's an opt-in form that you can put your email address in. And when you put your email address in, then it gives you the option of receiving the videos. We'll email them to you over the next 31 days so that you can start that challenge and you can have those videos delivered to you one over the next 31 days so that you can start that challenge. And so say you signed up for it on Monday, then Tuesday you would get the first video. Wednesday, you would get the second video. And we've chosen the order very specifically so that you can start right at the beginning and go through in a way that teaches you yoga that's very doable. So that's a great thing. And I'll put the direct link in the show notes to this class as well. Also, today we focused on relaxation. If you would like the ultimate in relaxation, every single Monday, I take our members through a guided relaxation in our live classes at 9:30 a.m. Pacific and 5:30 p.m. Pacific time every single Monday in our live classes in our membership community. So our members are having incredible experiences, like profoundly deep spiritual experiences, and they're just letting go of so much tension and experiencing deep, deep relaxation, letting go of so much stress and anxiety. It's amazing what they're getting from these classes. So if you're a member, I'll put the direct link for that in today's show notes. And if you would like to become a member, there's a link here below as well. So we'd love to have you as a member of our community, where we give you value-added content, community of like-minded people from all around the world, and where you receive ongoing support in deepening your yoga practice from myself, our leadership team, and our community through an online forum, weekly live classes on Mondays, monthly meetups and retreats. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.